With the potential of another Taylor Swift tour looming in the near future, this is the kind of news us Swifties love to see. The FTC is going after a ticket reseller who illegally bought thousands of tickets, but in particular, over 2,000 tickets for the original U.S. leg of the Eras Tour. This reseller, which operated under the name Key Investments and a whole lot of other names in their attempt to avoid FTC detection, probably, purchased thousands of tickets, 2,280 tickets to the Eras Tour for 38 shows during the original U.S. leg of the tour, making a profit of about $1.2 million across those tickets. Just for one show in particular, they managed to get 273 tickets to Taylor's show at the beginning of the tour in Vegas, making $120,000 just on that one show alone. And to kind of demonstrate why this is such a uniquely big problem for the Taylor Swift fans, overall, they made over $500 per ticket for their overall efforts to sell tickets through the tour, and almost $430 per ticket for this one show in Vegas. Now, for comparison's sake, the lawsuit also mentioned a Bruce Springsteen concert where they got their hands on 1,500 tickets, making a profit of $20,000. That is roughly $13.60 per ticket. Do you see why one of these things is a bigger problem than the other? No love for this current administration, but I do love that the FTC is going after resellers. If nothing else, this should make them much less aggressive in their pursuit of tickets to resell, because they know the FTC is watching and might go after them. Of course, Taylor and other artists like Taylor can make it even better by putting more restrictions and more rules around resale in countries like the US and Canada, where we have little to no governmental protection. Overall, I think this is great news as we all sit and eagerly await the possibility of a TS-12 tour, just to know that the FTC is going after ticket resellers aggressively.